Thank you for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes it possible. Thank you.
How do we help Christians? And I want you to actually talk to the pastors and church leaders. How do we help pastors and church leaders to think about worldview and to teach their people to think about worldview? Take a moment to talk to them.
Well, you know, the first thing we got to do is we got to be intentional. If we're not intentional about worldview formation, we will have a worldview, but we'll just get it like we get a cold. We'll just catch it from our environment and our culture. And a lot of Christians, day in and day out, they have basically a secularist modern worldview, and they decorate it with Jesus talk. Jesus becomes kind of that moralistic therapeutic source for salvation. So we've got to dig deep and go back to the beginning. What is true? One of the great ways to do this as a pastor is to spend a lot of times fighting for definitions. We, again, as I said earlier, a lot of times in our culture, we can use the same, you know, language, but not the same vocabulary. So words like God and truth and meaning and freedom and marriage, we need to stop and go, wait a minute, what do you mean by that? What does God mean by this? And how does that how does that contradict, or how does that disagree with the common definition that we often hear in our culture? Definitions are really important windows into the world of ideas, and ideas are really the framework of culture. So if we're not intentional about saying, wait a minute, this is what they, this is the common definition that we hear in our culture, here's how the scripture defines this word, do you see the difference? Then what's going to happen is the people in our pews, the people in our churches, our moms and our dads are going to absorb the definition from the culture around them. So we've got to be intentional about it. One question that I find extremely helpful, teach your moms and dads this, teach your Sunday school teachers this, use this in conversations and counseling. It's a very simple question, what do you mean by that? Right? So when somebody
says, God, you say, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, what do you mean by God? Okay. Somebody says, you know, I believe in a woman's right to choose. I mean, a lot of times, what do Christians respond with? I don't. I mean, I believe in a woman's right to choose all kinds of things. Well, what do we mean by choose? Mm-hmm. You know, I think everyone should have freedom to do what they want. Well, what do we mean by freedom? Mm-hmm. These are the windows so that you can actually get at these very particular and specific issues that are happening in our culture, and it's really helpful.
It's clear to me in our research. We recently released a project with Ligonier Ministries, and if people are interested, they could Google Lifeway Research Heresies, because even evangelicals hold a remarkable number of heresies because what they think about God and who God is and how God functions, and because of that, they've sort of bought into theological error really all over. And so worldview matters, and I want to encourage people to engage in that question in a way maybe they haven't before.
Yeah. And, you know, Ed, I would also add this, is when we how we use the Bible, mm-hmm. I think in front of our people really, really matters.
Sure.
If we use the Bible in what Philip Yancey has called the moral McNugget approach, you know, like pick and choose these little verses here and there to apply to my life, again, what we're doing is we're assuming that our people think well and they're sprinkling Jesus dust, fairy dust on top of their lives. But what Scripture gives us is a cosmology, mm-hmm. a brand new story of the world. I mean, if you look at Genesis 1 through 3, particularly if you remember the first audience to get that book, right, which is the Israelites coming out of captivity, coming out of Egypt, they had, I mean, what God is doing from the very beginning is giving them a new cosmology. Mm-hmm. This is a new theology. Mm-hmm. This is who God is, not all those gods. This is what the world is, not that world. Yeah. And this is who you are, not slaves, but image bearers. I mean, here you've got, these ultimate fundamental questions. Who is God? Who am I? What's the nature of reality? That's worldview. I mean, this is where the Bible actually begins.
Starts.
We have got to help people understand that when we are looking at the Scripture, we're not looking at the story of the Christians and the story of the Jews. We're literally looking at the story of the world, the entire world. And so Scripture describes reality, the contours of reality, as it actually is.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Your support makes this podcast possible. More information is available at myfaithradio.com.